USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The governor of Iowa is calling former President Trump's absence from a traditional political event a missed opportunity. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Republican Kim Reynolds was referring to Iowa Senator Joni Ernst's roast and ride. Reynolds said Republican voters are very engaged in the 2024 presidential race, and more than 1,000 people attend the event. The chair of the House Intelligence Committee says Ukraine is prepared for an upcoming counteroffensive.
President Zelensky has made a great case that this is the fight to preserve democracy.
Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner said on ABC's This Week that Ukraine is equipped for a counteroffensive and Russia is not. Turner said he met with Ukrainian President Zelensky and U.S. troops who are training Ukrainian soldiers. Officials in Davenport, Iowa, are confirming that the body of a person has been found in an apartment building that partially collapsed last weekend. The victim, Brandon Colvin, who is the first confirmed death. The 42-year-old Colvin was one of three people still missing. Police say there's a high probability the other two were also at home at the time of the collapse. California officials are investigating after migrants were dropped off at a church.
16 Venezuelan and Colombian immigrants arrived at the Catholic Diocese of Sacramento by private plane. Governor Gavin Newsom says they came from Texas, and he's working with the State Department of Justice to find out who paid for their travel expenses. Pastor Les Simmons of South Sacramento Christian Center tells ABC 10 they're working to get assistance with housing, food, and legal support.
I think for a lot of them, they're scared, they're nervous, they don't know what tomorrow looks like.
The faith-based organization Pico California says the group was approached outside a migrant center in El Paso with a promise of jobs and free support, but that they were misled with no idea where they were headed.
That's Jeremy Scott reporting. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The U.S. is accusing China of unsafe maneuvers near an American destroyer sailing through the Taiwan Strait. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command said on Saturday that a Chinese ship crossed in front of the destroyer at 150 yards, forcing the U.S. ship to slow to 10 knots to avoid a collision. It's the second close encounter between American and Chinese militaries in the past week. Do you snore when you sleep? Could be a sign of something worse.
Sleep apnea or snoring may be associated with reduced brain volume, according to a French study. The research reveals that severe sleep disordered breathing is linked to the shrinkage of a brain region related to memory. The study's lead author, a research officer at the National Institute of Health and Medical Research in France, warned that untreated sleep disorders could elevate the risk of dementia. I'm John Schaefer.
The Vegas Golden Knights rode a hot third period to skate away from the Florida Panthers 5-2 and take Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. The game was tied 2-2 7 minutes into the third period when Zach Whitecloud punched in what turned out to be the game winner. Game 2 coming up Monday night in Las Vegas. The strawberry moon is lighting up the sky this weekend. It's the last full moon of the spring, and the name comes from Native American tribes to mark the ripening of June-bearing strawberries that are ready to be gathered. That's according to the Old Farmer's Almanac. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.